podcast for a while now, well, then you already know that I have two daughters. One is 10 and the other is 13. She's almost 14. So I feel that it's an advantage to be able to use their life experiences and my life experiences and create content around relevant things that will reach you. That is the mission. So if you're new to this podcast, welcome. I will give you notice that in order to connect with this podcast on a deeper level and gain a new perspective, you must listen with an open heart and a willingness to try something new. I was just looking over 2023's podcast data, and it was amazing to learn that there's so many of you listening from all over the world. I feel blessed to have you a part of the Girl Vibes tribe, and the fact that you continue to tune in and listen, I really, really hope that you're getting something out of these podcasts that you can apply to your life to better you in some way. Today, though, I want to just talk to you about making sure you have an open heart. I want to talk to you about wisdom and making sure that you are open to advice and guidance from other people's life experiences. I've noticed lately, more so than I have before, that with some of the girls in my community and even at my church, that they walk around thinking that they're too cool. I'm doing too cool in quotations. Of course, too cool, right? Being prideful. They're thinking they're too cool for guidance from adults. They're too cool to learn something new. They're too cool to try something new. They walk around full of pride and ego, thinking that they know everything and they've already got it all figured out. I remember I was the same exact teenager as them. I had the same mindset, making the same foolish mistake. And that's really why I share my story. All my ego and pride did was get me into trouble and bad situations that caused me a lot of pain and really just a lot of heartache. I acted really cool on the outside, but behind closed doors, I was lost. I was empty, broken. Gosh, I remember just being so confused about who I was and what my purpose was. I was absolutely miserable. And I remember so many times my parents trying to reach me, but I even acted the same with them. Even when they reached out and tried to help me and ask me what was wrong, I acted like I was just too cool, that they couldn't shed any light on my experiences or my heartache to make anything better. And I would just put walls up and keep everybody at a distance. My pride refused to allow anyone to tell me what to do or how to fix a problem. But then at night, when I was all alone, I would cry myself to sleep, denying the truth that I needed help. I was literally completely oblivious that I had parents and teachers that had the wisdom to help me get out of the dark hole that I had put myself in. But my ego was too big to accept help from anyone. And what a sad, sad place. I had self-pity. And I think what's so crazy is just reflecting on those years of my life is no one else put me there but me. And the reason I was in the situations that I was in is because I had too much pride and too much ego. And I didn't want to listen to the advice of others. I thought I had it all figured out and I would go about things my way, but it just kept leading to more and more destruction. But because I was so full of pride, I didn't want to admit that. And I even denied that truth from myself. Just speaking out loud, it really just reminds me of how foolish I was. Our biggest enemy is truly ourselves. All the wise preteens and teens that are actually seeking and listening to the guidance of trusted adults, they're listening and learning from their mistakes and their experiences. They're growing. They're evolving. And I guarantee that they are leaps and bounds ahead of those who are playing like they're just too cool for any of it. Most of the too cool kids are wrapped up in all the wrong things. Popularity, boys, makeup, likes on social media, parties. But what you don't understand is as a teenager, that as soon as high school is over, all of those things that you thought or they thought that made them so cool, don't even matter anymore. I really started looking into this and trying to find studies and data that actually proved that a majority of kids that are too cool, that have pride, too much pride and ego, they're overly conceited with themselves, that they actually grow up to lead less successful and less fulfilling lives. And studies actually prove that. So of course, it's not true for everyone, but it's because they spend too much time focused on all the wrong things, and it leaves them feeling empty and unfulfilled when it's all over. When high school actually ends, the graduation is over, and they get to sit there and look at their life. Their friends are moving on. Everyone's moving on to do different things, and life all of a sudden changes. And you're truly right there in that moment, understanding, gosh, maybe I put too much value in all these different things and people that didn't actually help me grow, learn, or evolve. As a parent, I want so much for both of my daughters to avoid taking the road that I took as a teenager. It led to destruction and misery. So I share whatever I can that is age appropriate to both of them to help them understand the cause and effect of decisions. And I am so blessed to have daughters that listen to the wisdom that my husband and I share with them. They really make good decisions, and they really try their hardest to focus on things that matter. And sometimes, honestly, because they choose to make good decisions, it causes short-term pain. For example, like sometimes my husband and I have to say, no, you can't go to that movie, or you can't go to that birthday party with some of those friends because we don't support the content or the theme, or sometimes we just don't support the friends that are going to be attending. And so sometimes that causes a lot of disappointment, or it causes their friends to be upset or not understand why they're not able to come. And sometimes friends are lost. Like sometimes their friends just, they're no longer friends over such events or things that happen. And I know that it can be pretty hurtful on both sides. But our daughters understand, and they really respect why we, my husband and I, make some of those decisions. And they understand that we're thinking about their future. We're thinking about the impact that it's going to have down the road. We're not just looking at today or tomorrow or next month. We're looking at, hey, if we continue to go down this road, we continue to entertain these things, these types of people, this movie, this type of music, this can affect your future. You know, it doesn't mean that they like it, but I know they respect it, and I'm really, really grateful for that. And I encourage you to try to respect and understand the things that some of the boundaries that some of your parents might be setting for you as well. So Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, it reads, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So haughty pretty much just means having or showing great pride in oneself, like they're arrogant or they consider themselves to be superior to others. And what Proverbs 16, 18 is teaching us is that pride is a force stronger than gravity that will bring us down. So getting arrogant or puffed up about anything is really a sure way to end up flat on your face. And I know this from experience. Having pride or acting too cool really is just poison to the heart, soul, and the mind. It hardens the heart from loving and forgiving others, so it corrodes relationships. It blocks the soul against correction, direction, and warnings, so it leads to terrible backslides and falls. It blinds the mind to danger and risks, so we rush into foolish choices and destruction because we think we know it all. We think we have it all figured out. And so we don't think through things. We're literally just in this mindset of, oh, I already have it all figured out. I know everything. And so it blinds us to dangers and risks, and then we put ourselves in situations that we shouldn't have never been in to begin with. You know, I often think about pride cost the devil his position in heaven, and therefore he himself had a great fall. Like, it's biblical. There is history to back this up. It's pretty easy to spot proud and arrogant people. Things that I've noticed is proud and arrogant people, they talk a lot, and they usually talk about themselves. They don't voluntarily serve others. They mainly believe it's beneath them. Again, that goes back to feeling like they're superior. They're too preoccupied with their own things and interests. They reject advice and warnings. They usually tend to become upset and offended easily. They might hold on to bitterness. They definitely criticize others. They like to gossip and cause drama. These are all things that you can spot in a person, an arrogant or a proud person. I just want to remind you that the Bible is full of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and direction, and it gives us so many warnings. Unfortunately, I know about pride and ego all too well. For most of my life, I lived that way, and I was thinking that I had it all figured out, that I didn't need any advice or guidance from anyone, even though I was living with depression every day. Girls, I was miserable, but on the outside, I looked like I had it all figured out, but I was full of ego and pride, and then I was miserable on the inside, and it's such a harmful and terrible way to live, and I fell flat on my face time and time and time again. I literally kept falling. Things kept falling apart in my life. But I was still too stubborn to admit that I needed to do something different in my life until I was finally so humbled that I couldn't do anything without getting help, and I finally started to change. And I just beg of you, don't let it get to that point. Use wisdom, seek advice from others, and learn from their experiences. You'll be so much further in life if you humble yourself and learn from others. The cool kids, the kids with the ego, the overly confident, conceited, they may seem from the outside that they're living a better life than you in middle school and high school. They might seem like they're, you know, popular, and their boys think they're cute and cool, and they want to hang out with them, and they get invited to all these parties, and they always have something to do. But I can assure you that they are all a fraud. That there are things that they're dealing with, their own personal issues and demons that nobody knows about. I encourage you to think far beyond today. Think into your future. What person do you want to become? What character traits would you like to possess? What do you want to be known for? Girls, life is short and eternity is forever. We need to stop worrying about what people think and start caring more about what God thinks. Higher level of thinking equals a higher level of living. Stay humble, girls. Take advice from adults or people with experience and model your life after Jesus. Watch how far it will get you in the next 10 years. I guarantee you, you will be so happy that you stayed focused on the person that you wanted to become, that you were humble, and you listened to warnings and advice from others and took a different path.